Okay, Bishulchem, let's get started. We're a little bit late. Today's daf is daf Zayin. We're holding on towards the bottom of daf Vav Amud Bet. Today's very interesting daf. Lots of stories, lots of interesting praises about the rain. We're going to discuss how amazing days of rain are. It'll be a different perspective to the rain. So today's class will be for the Rifuah Shlomo of all the Cholim, Rifuah Shlomo ben Sarah David ben Rachel Yafa ben Devorah, Rifuah ben Yocheb ben Rifuah ben Esther, Shlomo ben Esther, Rifuah ben Leah, Moshe ben Chana, Yafa ben Miriam, Yehuda ben Yafa, Chaya Sara ben Simcha, Rachel ben Chana, David ben Esther, Simcha ben Malka, Ulehavdil ben Mishpat, Adi Shabbat ben Aharon, Aharon ben Yitzchak, and Binyamin ben Yitzchak. Okay, we're about 12 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is Ha, Avamar of Chista. We're smack in the middle of the line, about 12 lines. V'amar v'chista, geshamim sheyardu miktzat al miktzat medina, v'al miktzat medina lo yardu, ein bahem mishun ve'atzar. If you have rain that falls on part of a city, but on part of a state, but on part of a state it does not fall, it does not have part of the curse of ve'atzar, ve'atzar deshamayim. The Gemara says, ini, is that the case? V'aketiv, v'gam anochim manati mikem et ha-geshem be'od shelosha chodashim, that he caused the rain to stop. The katsir v'imtarti al eir achad v'al eir achad lo amtir. And he says, I cause rain to go on one city, but on one city I will not cause the rain to go. Chelka achad timmater. So it sounds like that this is not a blessing that you have it rains on one city and not on the other. V'amarav Yehuda amarav shtehen leklala. He says that both of them are for curse. When I said lakasha, it's not difficult. Hadata tuva, hadata kadami ba'ile. No, so the difference is over here, it's saying that there's one case as to when it comes, too much rain comes. And so when too much rain comes, that's not beneficial. But whenever there's enough rain and it comes just perfect amount, just enough as much as you need, that is beneficial and that would be good. And that would be the difference. Okay, the Gemara comes to say, Amar Avashe, Daikanami, Tichtiv, it's also proven from this, as the Pasuk says, Timmater. So what is that saying? Tehem Makom Matar. It should be the place of rain, Shma Mina, meaning that place where there's so much rain, that's where all of the rain should come to, and so that's not so good. But whenever there comes just an amount of rain that's necessary for the people over there, that would be beneficial and that would be fine. So the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Avu, Me'imatay mevarchin al geshamim. From when do we start making a bracha on the rain? We're going to see what bracha we make. The Gemara says, Mishiyatsa chatan likrat kala. From the time that the chatan goes out to greet the kala. So they say over here, Rashi explains, it's referring to the speed of the rain, where when one drop hits, it's already, the next drop is popping out as it's trying to fall, right? Rashi says, Shiyardu kol kach kshatipa nofelet, yotza acheret ubolletet kenegda. He says that it's raining so fast that when one drop rains, the other one pops back up. Like it's raining so much that it's like one after another, pop, 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 like that. He's saying that's the time where you start making the bracha. So he says, they call this, Mishiyatzeh chatan likrat kala. This is how a chatan runs out to greet his kala. He runs very quickly to greet her. That's a beautiful analogy.
Hold on, this is the bracha
for the rain. We're going to see. Mai mevarech, what's the bracha you make? Okay. So I said, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Modim anachnu lach. Thank you, Hashem Elokeinu, al kol tipa utipa shorata lanu, and every drop you brought down for us. Rabbi Yochanan mesayim bahachi, and Rabbi Yochanan finishes the bracha like this. Ilu pinu maleka meleshir kayam ushanin iraka gamon galabas ibtatenu vechulei, and then says ad elia alzia azvuna rachamecha elia azvuna rachamecha Hashem Elokeinu v'lo yazvuna baruch rov haodaot. He says blessed are the rov haodaot. What is Rov HaHodaot? So the Gemara says Rov HaHodaot. V'lo Kol HaHodaot. What, only a majority of things we should be thankful for, not all things we should be thankful to Hashem. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Ema El HaHodaot. It should say El HaHodaot. This is how the bracha ends. Amar Papa, so he says, Hilkach Nimrinu L'Tarvayu. He says, so therefore, Halacha is, we should say both of them, El HaHodaot V'Rov HaHodaot. Both El HaHodaot and Rov HaHodaot.
Those absolute
brachot,
you don't say it ever.
That's what it sounds like.
We say the
tefillah, but I don't know if we say the bracha. It's brought down over here, and
maybe when it doesn't rain.
Yeah, maybe if there's like a famine and stuff like. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you see exactly what it's referring to in Reish Kaf Aleph. But let's continue.
The Gemara says, "Amar
Rabbi Avu, Gadol Yom Hagishamim Itchiat Hametim. The rain day is better than the day of the resurrection of the dead. The Ilu Itchiat Hametim LaTzadikim, because the resurrection of the dead is only for righteous people. V'ilu Gishamim Bein LaTzadikim Bein LaRishaim. Whereas rain, it was good for righteous people and wicked people." Upliga de Rav Yosef, and this argues the opinion of Rav Yosef. The Amar Rav Yosef, mitoch shi shekula ketichad ametim, kavua betichad ametim. Because rain, the radiant day, is equivalent to the resurrection of the dead, therefore they established it in the bracha of mechayim ametim. So he holds that they're equal. First opinion said that the day of rain is better than tichad ametim. You see how amazing a day of rain is. Amar Yehuda, Gadol Yom HaGeshamim KeYom SheNitna Bo Torah. The day of rain is better than the day the Torah was given. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Ki Lekach Tov Natati. Sorry, I skipped. Ya'arov Kimta Likchi. That it should bring lots of rain. What is Likchi? Vein Lekach Ela Torah. Lekach is referring to Torah. Shneimar, Ki Lekach Tov Natati Lachem Torati Al Tazov. I give you this Lekach, this type of taking, this type of thing that is called a Lekach, and that is referring to the Torah.
So,
we're gonna see. Rava Amar Yoter Miyom Shenitna Bo Torah. He says it's even greater than the day of the Torah. Why? Is Basuk says Shneimar Ya'arov Kimtar Likchi. So it says, "Minit lebe mi." Which one is dependent on the other? Meaning, if it's comparing, really, it's comparing, let's say, the day of Torah to the day of rain. That's what it's comparing to, right? Ya'arof kematar l'kchi. So he says, "Minit lebe mi." Have emer katan it lebe gadol. It's going to teach us that a child, he's compared to an older person. Meaning, when you see like a child who looks like his father or acts like his father, you say he looks like his father. So they're saying, essentially, that the it's so good this day of rain because it's comparing the Torah to the day of rain. The day of rain is the greater one here because the day of rain is good for everyone. It's good for tzaddikim, good for rishayim, good for everyone. Then the Gemara explains. Rava Rami, he brings a little contradiction. K'tiv ya'arov kimatar likhi. It says that ya'arov kimatar likhi, that it's referring to that the rain will fall bechozek, it will fall very strong. Ya'arov is a difficult word to translate. It's Ya'arov will bring down very strongly. Uchtiv, and then it says another pasuk, Tizak Kitan Imrati.
That comes from Araftu, that comes very hard to...
Right, it's another thing. They're going to say Arifa, Lashon Harigah, we're going to see that. And it says, Tizak Kitan Imrati. In the second pasuk, it says that the rain will come down very gently. So which one is it? Is the rain going to come down strong, or is it going to come down gentle? It says, "Im Talmid Chacham Hagun Hu Ketal." If he's a Talmid Chacham who's a very good Talmid Chacham, it's like gentle rain, right? Whereas V'im Lav, if he's not a Talmid Chacham Hagun or Peu Kimatar, then you should break out like a rain. Meaning, it should be very strong. Meaning, you shouldn't learn from somebody who's not Hagun. You should separate yourself and essentially kill him. Ya'arof.
Hagun,
huh?
Hagun, honest, straight.
How do you define Hagun? Each person can understand what Hagun is in this regard. I think you know who's a proper person, who's a Tamil Chacham, and somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about. Tanya, so essentially the word Ya'arof is technically it's like to kill, right? But here it's like something with lots of strength. Okay, so that's what he's saying. If it's a very, if he's a Talmid Chacham Hagun, you should accept his words and run after. Whereas if he's not, you should run away. Tanya, Hayar Bi Ben Na'a Omer, Kol Haosek BaTorah Lishma, Torato Na'aseh Lo Sam Chaim. Anyone who Osek BaTorah for the right reasons, the Torah becomes for him a Sam Chaim, a healing of life. Shneimar Etz Chaim Hi LeMachazikim Ba VeOmer. It says in the next pasuk, Rifut Tehi LeSharecha. Ve'omer ki motzei matza chaim. So it references to the fact that the first pasuk is talking about Torah, and then it's talking about refuah, and then it's talking about you found life. So he's saying that the Torah becomes a sama chaim, the refuah of life for a person. Okay, ve'kol haosek b'Torah shelo lishma. Anyone who's osek b'Torah not for the right reasons, na'aseh lo sama mavet. It becomes like a refuah of death, like a remedy of death. Shneimar Ya'arov kematar likhi vein arifa ela hariga. The lashon of Ya'arov was only used in a sense of killing. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, varfu sham et ha'egla benachal. That's where they would do the egla arufa, and they use that word ve'arfu. They would chop it from the back of its head. So it's so it sounds like this word of Ya'arof is a very strong word in the sense of killing. Meaning, it's a very bad thing for a person to learn Torah for the wrong reasons. Amar later be Yirmiyah, later be Zerah. Laiti mor litne. He told her to be Zerah, come and learn. Come to the Beit Midrash to learn. Amar le chalash libay v'lo yachinla. He says, I'm not feeling well. I have a, you know, my heart is weak. I'm not so strong today and I can't come. So he says, Lema mor milta da'agalta. So at least tell us a nice story. So he says, Amar le hachi amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Ma'i dechtiv ki ha'adam etzach sadeh. It says in the Pasuk, it says, because a man is etz hasadeh. A person is a tree of the field. As the Gemara says, "Chi adam etz sadehu," is a person a tree of the field. Ela mishum dichtiv ki mimenu tocher va'otol lo tichrot. When it talks about in the pasuk of "Don't do bal tashchit" to the trees with fruit, so he says, "You have to eat. You can eat from the tree, but you cannot destroy the tree." Uchtiv otol tashchit v'cherata. Whereas if it's a tree, let's say that doesn't have fruit, you can break it down. There's no problem. So the Gemara says, "Haketzad." What's the case? Im tamin chacham hagunhu mimenu tochel v'otol lo tichrot. If he's a tamin chacham, a proper fitting tamin chacham, you should eat from him, and you shouldn't break him down. Meaning, you should attach yourself to him and listen to the words of his Torah. V'im lav oto tashchit v'karata. Whereas, if he's not a tamid chacham hagun, you should break him down and run away. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina. May dechtiv barzel v'barzel yachad. So, what does this pasuk mean? The Gemara says, "Lomar lach mar barzel ze echad mechaded chavero." Just like we know, metal. If you take metal and you sharpen it one on the other, it sharpens the next one. Right? If you take two knives, the way they sharpen knives a lot of times, they take two knives and they rub them against each other to sharpen them. So, two talmidei chachamim when they go back and forth, they sharpen each other in halacha. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, lamanim shalui divrei Torah ka'esh. Why was the divrei Torah reference and analogized to fire? Shneimar haloko devarai ka'esh nehu Adonai. Devari ka'esh nehu Adonai. All of my words are like fire. Hashem, okay. So he says, how is this so that the comparison of Torah to fire? Lomar lach ma'esh enot dolek yechidi. Just like fire, you're not able to light a fire with like one individual branch. Usually you need a pile of branches. He says, "Af divrei Torah in mekayimin meyechidi." So the divrei Torah, you're not able to fulfill individually. A person cannot just learn Torah by himself and think it's going to last like that. He has to learn with chavruta. He has to learn together with people, other people, for it to keep it strong. Today we have art scroll. We have these are chavrutas. Yeah. Back then they didn't have these. So I think Rav Nevinsel. We asked the Rav Nevinsel one time in Eretz Yisrael, and he said that nowadays you have art scroll. It's much better than a chavruta. A lot of times. Sometimes you're learning with somebody is wasting time. A lot of times you learn with art scroll. You can learn a lot more than you would with anybody. So a lot of times you learn with art. Even Rashi, they asked him, so he's always learning alone. So they asked him, who do you learn with? Learning with Rashi and Tosfot.
Why do we cannot take one individual piece of wood? I mean, a match is one individual piece of wood.
Yeah, but it's not a fire that will last. That's not a fire that will last. Okay. V'hainu da'amar b'yosi bar chanina. This is what he said. Yeah. What does this pasuk mean? The sword against the boasters and they are foolish. It says a sword on the haters of the Torah, meaning referencing to the Jewish people who learn Torah by themselves. You shouldn't learn individually. Right? Velo od ela shemetapshin. Not only that, but you become stupider when you learn by yourself. Shenemar v'no alu. It uses that same word, v'no alu. V'lo od ela shechotein. You sin when you do that. K'tivacha v'no alu. K'tivatem asher no alnu asher chatanu. It uses in the same pasuk, asher no alnu, that same word of no alu, right next to sinning, and it's referencing back to no alu in our case. So I guess it's over here. The simple peshat over here is if a person always learning by himself and he never is asking a rav, he never learns from other people. What ends up happening is you can easily make halakhic mistakes. You can easily fall into not only mistakes, but you can easily fall into sins a lot of times because you think one thing is mutar and it's really asur, you think it's asur and it's really mutar, and you can go back and forth like that, and that's why.
The older people, when they read the Persian Torah, and they think they know all the halachot, all the Arabic Torah, it says like
that. Yeah. Okay, some say mehacha, from this pasuk, no'alu saret so'an v'hit'u et mitzrayim. So over there in the pasuk, v'hit'u et mitzrayim, the lashon of hit'u is they sinned. That's so it's referencing, and it says Venu Alu over there as well. So referencing back to if a person learns by themselves without you know, a chavruta, or at least without art scroll or somebody to help them, they can easily come to sin. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Lamanim shalu divrei Torah ke'etz. Why was the Torah similarized or paralyzed to a wood? So Neymar etz chayim hi lemachzikim ba, it's a tree of life for those who grab onto it. And it says Lomar lach ma etz katan madlig et agadol. Just like a small piece of wood can light up, a small branch or a small match can light up a whole fire. Af talmidei chachamim ketanim mechadedin et agdolim. So too small, tiny talmidei chachamim can sharpen the bigger talmidei chachamim. They ask questions. They say, okay, let's see who knows the answer. And then you ask a question on their question, and whoa, I never thought of it like that. And you open up the gdolim's eyes to see it in a different way. Hey, we're gonna see right now. V'hainu damar v'chanina harbe lamati merabota. He says, I learn a lot from my rabbis, I learn more from my friends, and I learn the most from my students. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami, it says in the Pasuk, Likrat Sameh Etayu Maim. So it sounds like if somebody is very thirsty, you bring...
Because the students ask many questions. The more questions they ask, the sharper the...
Yeah, right, that's what I said. So it says, whenever you have a tzameh, a person who's thirsty, you bring them water. It says another pasuk, Hoy kol tzameh lechu lemayim. It says, anyone who's thirsty, you should go to water. Meaning, what is it? Is it, do you bring them water, or they go and get water themselves? The Gemara says, Im tamin hagun hu likrat tzameh etayumayim. If he's a proper tamin chacham, you bring him the water. Right? Whereas, if he's v'ilo... if he's not Tamei Chacham Agun, then he should go and get his own water. Meaning, what is it referring to? The students essentially should, you know, go somewhere else to learn from somebody else. They shouldn't learn from that Talmid who's not so fitting. Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama,
if the Talmid is not so befitting, they should not teach him Torah.
They shouldn't learn from them, right?
If the teacher is not...
Right, we're going to get there. It's the Gemara Chagiga. Okay, Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama Rami Ktiv. It says in the Pasuk, Yafutsu Mayenotecha Chutza. Over here is referring to the Torah. They should, you know, pour out all of the Ma'ayanot, all of the Torah outside. Uchtiv, yu lecha levadecha. And another pasuk says, no, it should be for you alone. Which one is it? Do you teach Torah outside, or you just keep it for yourself? Im tamin hagun hu yafutza ma'ayanotecha chutza. If he's a proper fitting tamin chacham, or student, he teaches Torah outside. Im lav, yu lecha levadecha. And if not, sit in your corner and teach tok. Okay? Amar Rabbi Chanina.
The secrets of the Torah you teach to somebody who's hagun.
Sorry?
Secrets of the Torah.
Right. These are also Gemarot that are referenced to in Masechet Chagiga when we get there. Amar Rechanina, Bar Idi. Lama nimshalu divrei Torah lemaim? Why is divrei Torah paralyzed to or analogized to water? Lichtiv hoy kol tzameh lechol lemaim, that anyone thirsty go to the water, referencing to the Torah. Lomar lach, ma maim manichin makom gavoa v'olchin makom namuch. Just like water, usually the way it flows is it leaves a high up place and it goes down to the lower parts of the mountains and so he says after Torah ain mit kaimin elam mi she da'ato shefela. So to Torah is only established with somebody whose mindset is very humbling and down to earth. V'amar Rabbi Yoshaya, lama nimshalu divrei Torah shosham mashkin halalu? Why is divrei Torah considered similar to or analogized to these three drinks? B'mayin v'yayin v'chalav, water, wine, and milk. Tichliv hoy kol tzameh lechol hamayim, you should go to water. Tichliv lechu shivru v'acholu v'echolu u'lechu v'shivru b'lo kesef v'lo mechir yayin v'chalav. That over there also, when it's talking about in the Pasuk, referencing to Torah, it says in the Pasuk about wine and milk. So it's referencing Torah to wine and milk. What's the connection? Lomar lach, ma shalosha mashkin halalu, ein mitkaimin ela b'pachut shebekelim. Just like those three drinks, they keep them in the worst of the kelim. They keep them in a kli cheres, in an earthenware kli. They don't keep them in nice fancy kelim. Why should they? In order that they don't spoil. So to the words of Torah can only be established in someone whose mindset is very down to earth.
Established meaning what? Is going to come to do it? I mean, there are people who
in mit kaimin, it only gets fulfilled, meaning he doesn't end up fulfilling the words of the Torah unless he's down to earth.
Retain.
Yeah. Kida amra le barte de kesar le Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. There's a beautiful story. The daughter of the Caesar said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, she said, what? I'm going to put something, this beautiful wisdom, I'm going to put it in a disgusting kli, meaning, you know, do you put things of such wisdom, of such amazing wisdom, in disgusting klis?
You know what they're saying? He was ugly.
Right. So she responded back to him, meaning he wouldn't dress so in such a fancy way, such a nice way. He would dress in a, you know, not such a nice way for a Tamil Chacham. So he said back to her, Amarla, Avicha Rami Chamra Bimane de Pachra. Says, your father, who's the Caesar, pours wine in klicheres, in earthenware, disgusting klees. So you're telling me I'm dressed in a not nice way? Go put this back into, you know, go put those in nice kelim. Amra le, she said to him, Ela b'may nirmei, so what should we put it in, if that's the case? Amar la, atun de chashuvitu, ramu manei de da'ava v'kaspaz. You guys are very, you know, chashuv, important people. Go put your wine in silver and gold kelim. Problem is, in silver and gold, it doesn't last, it's going to spoil. Azlava amra la le'avua. So she went and told her father, the Caesar, Rami al-Khamra, b'manei da'ava v'kaspa. Go put the wine, so she said, put the wine in the silver and the glass containers. He did that, v'takif, and it spoiled, it went bad. Atuva Amrulay, they came and told the Caesar, Amar la le barte, he went and told her, spoke to the daughter, Mana Amar la chachi, who told you to do this? Amar la, Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya, was it Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya? So he said, Karyuhu, they brought him in, they called him in. Amar la, Amai Amar la chachi, why did you tell my daughter to do this? Investigating. Amar la, ki echida Amra li, Amra la. The same way she told me, I said back to her. She said, hey, you have to put someone with chokhmah, this much chokhmah, you have so much Torah knowledge, you're putting him in ugly clothing. So too, I told her, okay, you guys are such important people, put your wine in Chashuv Kelim. It says, Veha ika shapire de gemire, Veha ika shapire de gemire, says, we have people that they learn Torah, and they, you know, and their Torah is kept well, but they don't, and they do dress, you know, nicely. So it says, Why are you telling us that only people who don't dress nicely are people who can hold up the Torah better? So when it says, "I havu sanut fe havu gamire," very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, if they would have, you know,
are we talking about clothing or are we talking about their looks?
No, the looks, like the looks. It's more so the looks, not the clothing. Yeah. So the way Tosfot explains this line is that if they were to have hated Yofi more, hated beauty more, they would be able to uphold the Torah even further. I can give you a pishat. I think today it's very important the other way around, actually. And it's very interesting. I'm saying against the Gemara, but I'm saying very important for a Talmid Chacham who's representing the Torah to dress and uphold himself in a nice way. But what the Gemara is saying is not to focus on it too much.
Right.
Don't spend too much time putting all of your attention to beauty and how you look and your face and your hair and this and that, because you waste so much time and you're all in the materialism and you lose out on what this world has to offer. I think that's the pishat.
Rashi says that a humble person cannot...
Right, Rashi disagrees with Tosfot over here. Rashi says...
It's they have to dress nicely, they can't stain.
Right, exactly. So I don't think it's talking about the clothing. I think it's talking about just like appearance, yeah, of how they look.
The Maharsha says, even if a person looks good, if he's not concentrating on that, then this shvelut is going to come and give him to greatness also.
Right, right. Similar to what I'm saying.
And you tell me, Chacham, that you have a very dirty talit. You say something's called the Maharsha, I didn't even get it.
Let's continue. It's off the daf. Okay, Gemara says, Davar acher, another thing. We know that these three drinks, they only become pasul with hesach hadat, if you take your mind off of them. Meaning, Rashi explains, Shim lo yishmerem yafe yunishpachin on nofel atochan davar ma'us v'nifsalim. Milishto, it says, if you don't pay attention, you leave them open, something can fall in them, it can go bad, whatever it is. So you have to keep your eye on them. So he says, Avdi v'rei Torah en mishtachin ela b'esach adat. So the Torah only gets forgotten with esach adat. Right? It's actually a beautiful line. You won't be able to forget Torah unless you take your mind off of it. That's why actually, you know, in all different types of brachot, we make a bracha, and then after some time, you say, okay, a certain amount of time has passed, I have to make a new bracha. You make a shakol. 3 hours pass, you make a new shakol, right? You're going to a new place. How come with Torah, we make one birkot haTorah in the morning, and it covers us for the whole day? So they say a beautiful thing, that the Torah is never leaving our mind, no matter what we're doing. We're always having the Torah inside of our mind. Whatever you're doing, you're working, you have Torah laws, you have this, you have that. Always thinking about Torah, so therefore it's never Esach Hadar from the Torah. Over here, I guess it's talking about somebody who goes to the opposite extreme. Amar b'chana barchanina, gadol yom ha-geshamim ke-yom sh'nivru shamayim va'aretz. The day of rain is as great as the day that shamayim and aretz were created. Sh'nemar, הרעיפו שמיים ממעל ושוחקים יזלו צדק, תפתח ארץ ויפרו ישע, וצדקה תצמיח יחד, אני אדוני ברעתיו. So it's referring to how the world was created, and then it says at the end of the pasuk, אני השם ברעתיו, I created it. So the Gemara says, ברעתים לא נאמר. It doesn't say I created them, referencing to the שמיים and Aretz. Ela Bratif. We're referring to singular. I created it, and so they say this is referring to the rain.
It is the nevuah of Yeshaya about Kurosh Melech Paras.
Right. And so over here, he's saying I'm referencing to the rain, which is the singular. That's why it's put in singular, not in plural. Amar Boshaya, Gadol Yom Hageshamim Afilu Yeshua Parav Ravabo. The day of rain is so great that Hashem's Savior is increased on that day. Shneimar Tiftach Eretz VeYifru Yesha. Beautiful pasuk referencing to that the Savior will be, Yifru is the lashon of Peru Revu. It's the lashon of being fruitful. It will be fruitful, the Savior of Hashem. Amar Bitanchum Bar Chanilai. Ein Hageshamim Yardin Ela Yimken Nimchalu Avonoten Shel Yisrael. Rain only falls when the Jewish people's sins are erased. Shneimar Ratzita Adonai Atzecha Shavta Shevut Yaakov Nasata Avon Yamecha Kesita Kol Chatotam Sela. That you covered all of their sins whenever the Hashem is being appeased. When is it being appeased? So he says that's referring to the time of rain. So when it starts raining, you know that okay, our sins are being erased. Amar Lei Zeiri Mediavat
LeRavina. Only Eretz Yisrael. In America, it means nothing.
Okay.
Right. I mean, no.
Huh?
Although we've been heaven every day. Right. These are interesting Gemara. So the Gemara then says, Amar Bitanchum Bar Chanilai, Ein Hageshamim Yordin, Ela Yimken, I read this already, sorry. Amar Lei Zeiri Midiavat, the Ravina. Zeiri from the place of Yahavat says to Ravina, Atun Mehacha Matninula, Anan Mehacha Matninanla. You learned that from that Pasuk, we learned that from this Pasuk. Vata Tishma Shamayim, Salachna Chatat. Let's see how the pasuk continues. Chatat avadecha v'amecha Yisrael ki torem et haderech hatovah yisher yadachu ba v'natata matar al artzecha. At the end of the pasuk it says that he brings rain on the ground, and in the beginning of the pasuk it says he's cleaning all of the sins of the nation. Okay. Then it says Amar bitanchum bered Rabbi Achia ish kvar Akko, the man of from Akko. Ein hageshamim neetzarin ela yimken nitchayvu sonen shel Yisrael kelaya. The rain only will stop once the Jewish people. It always referencing to anytime it curses Jewish people, it says Sonehen Shel Yisrael, the haters of the Jewish people. So anytime the Jewish people are, gzera on them that they should be destroyed, that's when the rain will stop. Otherwise the rain will not stop. Shneimar Tzia Gam Chom Yigzelu Mimesh Sheleg She'ol Chateu. That it's saying that when it stops raining, when that drought comes about, She'ol Chateu, that it's taking them down to She'ol, down to Geinam, because of their sins. Amar Lei Zeiri Diavad LeRavina. Atun Mehachan Matninula, Matnitula. Ana Mehachan Matninana. We learn now from this pasuk. V'atzar Et Hashamayim V'ibadtem Mehera. Says the rain will stop and you will be destroyed right away. Right? We say this in Shema Yisrael. Amar Rav Chasda, Ein Hageshamim Neetzarin Ela Bishvil Bitul Trumot Maaserot. He says the rain does not stop unless people don't give their truma and maaser. Shneimar Tzia Gam Chom Yigzelu Meme Shelek. So the Gemara says, "My mashma, how do you learn out from the pasuk?" Tane Dvarim Rishmael Bishvil Dvarim Shetziviti Atchem Bimot Achama. From the things I commanded you to do in the summer, in the times of the summer, which is talking about Trumot and Maaserot, v'lo asitem, and you didn't do them, yigzelu mikem im mei sheleg b'mod hageshamim. So the rain will be taken from you in the winter days.
And I
so
use the word Tzia. What is Tzia,
Slicha? Tzia is like, it's drought. Referencing to the drought.
Drought,
like no rain. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. Ein hageshamim netzarin, elo bishvil misaprei lashon hara. The rain only stops because of the speakers of Lashon Hara. Shneimar, Ruach Tzafon Cholel Geshem, Upanim Nezamim Lashon Seter. So it's talking about the wind coming and causing the rain will stop. Why? Lashon Seter. Referring to Lashon Hara.
Sater,
thank you. Lashon Sater, referring to Lashon Hara.
They really say it in Haida.
Right. Amar Salah, Amar of Himnuna, Ein Hageshamim Netzarin, Ela Bishvil Azepanim. The rain only stops also because of, there isn't a lot of reasons why the rain will stop. So it's giving a lot of reasons. Only because of people who are Azepanim. They have no respect for one another.
Chutzpah.
Yeah. Shneemar Vimnao Revivim Umalkosh Lahya Ummetzach Isha Zona Hayalach. She's saying that the rain was called Revivim, the rain was caused to stop. And why? Isha Zona Hayalach. You had a Isha Zona, you had a prostitute. Meaning, there's no kavod, there's a lot of chutzpah. V'amar v'salah, amar v'hamnuna, kol adam sheyesh lo azut panim, sof nechshal ba'avera. Anybody who has no respect for one another, he will end up falling into sin. Shneimar, Ummetzach Isha Zona Hayalach. That if all you fall into a prostitute. Rav Nachman amar, v'yadua shenechshal ba'avera. Not only will you fall into a sin? But he says, no, you have already fallen into a sin if you are a person who has no respect for one another.
Shneimar
in the past. Yeah, Shneimar, it says you had a prostitute, not you, the person he's referring to, hayalach, and so therefore it's in the past tense, you already sinned. Rav Nachman Amar, biyadua shenichshal ba'avera. Sorry, I just read that.
Sorry, I skipped on.
Rav Nachman Amar, biyadua shenichshal ba'avera. It's known that you were fell into sin. Shneimar hayalach, velo neimar yiyelach. Right? And that not that you fell into sin, you will fall into sin, rather you have already sinned. Amar Rabba Baravuna, kol adam sheyesh lo azut panim, mutar likrotor rasha.
The person who sins becomes chutzpan, is that what it's saying, last? The person who does Avera, then it becomes Chutzpah, is that what it means?
No, it's saying if somebody's Chutzpah, you can tell that he's probably a sinner as well.
Okay.
The end of that pasuk says you're not going to be ashamed.
Let's push it a little bit more. Let's hold the questions. Amar Rabba Barav Huna, kol adam sheyesh lo azut panim, mutar likrotor rasha. You can call him a wicked person if he has Chutzpah. Shneimar, ha'ez ish yeshune.
Is it?
Can I skip a line? Sorry, ish rasha b'fanav. This is a call. You can call somebody who's azpanim a rasha in front of his face. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar mutar lisnoto. You can even hate him. Shemar ba'azpanav yeshune. What does that mean? Yeshune. Altikar yeshune ele yisna. You can call. You can hate him. And they change up the shin to sin. They do that a lot. Amar katina ena geshrim netzarin ela bishvil bitul Torah. The rain only stops because of bitul Torah. Right? Shemar v'tzaltaim yimacha mikara. So it says, "Bishvil atzlut shaya b'Yisrael shel asku b'Torah na'aseh sonos shaKadosh Baruch Hu mach." Just because of the laziness that they didn't learn Torah, so it became, like a hatred to Hashem, and therefore the rain stopped. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ein mach ela ani mach is lashon poor." Shneimar ve'im mach hu me'erkecha, referencing to a poor person. Ve'ein mekara ela Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shneimar hamekare b'mayim aliyotav. That pasuk, I think it's in Tehillim, is referring to
right.
It's a person that he's upholding all the banks of water, and so therefore over there,
he's like he's making a tikra.
Right, exactly, and so therefore he's referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu from the word of mikara. There's a different pshat over here. It says that it's a saying as if Hashem is becoming chas v'shalom to say that he's becoming poor, like somebody who doesn't have the koach to bring rain down into the world. Meaning we're causing him, but from our Bitul Torah, to lehavdil, to somehow become poor in the sense that he doesn't have the strength to bring them.
Was Lashem.
Right. Rabbi Yosef Amar Me'acha, he brings it from this pasuk. Va'ata lo ra'u or bahir hu v'shechakim v'ruach avra v'titarim. That you won't see this light. It'll be clear in the shechakim, in the heavens, in the skies. But it says v'ruach avra v'titarim. The wind will come and purify it. So it says ve'in or ela Torah. The light is talking about the Torah. So nemar kiner mitzvah v'Torah or v'hir hu v'shechakim. And so therefore it says it's clear in the sky, meaning there's no rain clouds. Tana deveri Ishmael afilu v'sha'a sherakia na'asa bahurin lohrid tal umatar ruach avra v'titarim. Even when the clouds become very, it becomes very cloudy in the sky, if it's bitul Torah, the wind will come and blow all those clouds away because of the bitul Torah. Amar bi ami ene geshamim netzarin ele be'avon gezel. It only stops because of stealing. Shneimar al kapayim kisa or. That with the hands, you cover the light. Ba'avon kapayim kisa or. Ve'en kapayim ela chamas. Says that hands are talking about stealing. Shneimar u'min chamas asher bekapehem.
The hands are not clean.
Right. You're talking about in their hands. Ve'en or ela matar. And light is also referencing to rain. Shneimar yafitz anan oro. That the cloud will give out its light. So referencing to the rain. Ma'itakante. So what do you do? If you're put into this situation, let's say, for example, how do you fix the sin of stealing? So he says, obviously, first you have to return what you stole, but he says, yirbe betfila, shneimar, v'yitzav alea, mafkia, v'yitzav alea, mafkia. I guess over there, I think it's in Yirmiyahu, if I'm not mistaken.
It's from this passage, v'yifgam ha'mokamahu, and p'yayle, tfila, rashi.
No, that's not what rashi says. It's not what the pasuk is. Al kapayim kisa or v'yitzav alea, mafkia.
Mafkia.
Right, that's a different pasuk. That's not what they bring here, though. That's not what they bring here. There's a Yitzav mafkia that at the end, to the end of the pasuk in the Yov, he's saying that over there, after a person does a stealing, vein pegia ela tefila, and pegia is referencing to prayer. Shneimar v'ata yitpalel ba'adam. This is Yirmiyahu. You shouldn't pray for the nation. Hazeh v'al tifka bi. You should not you know, bother me essentially, but bother in my tefillah. Tifga in the lashon of the Torah, Tanakh is referencing to tefillah. I think we stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Olam, amen v'amen. Shabbat shalom.